All right, guys, welcome back. Second part of today's podcast, Monday, April 22nd. Just going over some UFC news and fight announcements. There's some pretty good fights that were announced. I think we should just cover them today, Marcel, and go through them. I'll get your thoughts on some of them, Marcel, some of them that you broke, I think, yourself. So credit to you, my friend. I think we'll just start off. We'll pull up your Instagram and go from there. So let me pull this up. Stuck in here. A couple guys in the chat, by the way. We got West Coast and Sign Clock Bulls. What's up, man? Just a short podcast here, guys. Nothing crazy. Just to go over some fight announcements because, again, so many fights get announced and Marcel breaks a lot of them. So you can tell me which ones you broke, by the way, if you want.
Yeah.
We talked about this one already. This is the fight for the Saturday. James Yontop taking on Chris Padilla. I got it right. Is that right?
Yeah, I also have problems with it. Don't get me. I was like, I have to say Hamas.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I have the same problem.
Loic Radziwanov and Trey Ogden. I like this fight. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good fight, man. I think Trey Ogden is kind of, an underrated fighter in the UFC, you know? And Loic, look, he knocked out Abdul Karim Al-Sawadi last time. Kind of looked like he was fading, and then he came back in the third round, so that was really good. Yeah, fun matchup, man. Too bad it's in the Apex again, but fun matchup.
Yeah, no, it's a fun one. Here's a question from Glenn. Fights for 304 Manchester, July 27, gonna break soon. What do you think?
Probably. Now they know for sure that the 20th is in Vegas. They're probably going to do soon. Let's hope so, man. It takes so long for them to announce, you know?
They absolutely do. All right, let's go to the next fight here. Gabriel Bonfim taking on Ange Losa. So Losa gets a fight before Brian Battle. What the hell, man? What's going on here? Yeah, I'm glad they didn't do the rematch. I think we knew who was going to win that fight. So, yeah, this is kind of a must-win fight, I think, for both guys in some ways. I mean, they're decent, but I think they're kind of at that spot where they have to win. What do you think?
Yeah, man, fight card probably going to be in Tampa, right? Not in the Apex. Yeah, it's okay for me, you know. Bonfim got the loss against Dalby in his last outing, and Losa didn't look great against Battle. It's an okay matchup, man. I don't mind it. I mean, makes sense.
Yep. All right, we'll go to the next one here. We got Asuama Bayo against Jose Johnson. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, man, Jose Johnson dropping down to flyweight. He was also supposed to fight at flyweight in the last card, I think, before 300 against Lucas Rocha, right? But the fight didn't happen. I think Oscar probably takes the fight down to the ground, and he should be dominant there, I feel like. But yeah, good fight. Why not? You know, gotta stay busy.
Absolutely. All right, next fight here. I mean, this is surprising to me a little bit, guys. I want to get your thoughts on this one. This is kind of like the biggest fight announced this week. Jamal Hilton and Khalil Roundtree Jr. in a couple months, 2 months in Vegas, UFC 303. So my thoughts on this are, you know, I don't think it's ever ideal coming back off a knockout loss this quick. But I will say this, like, it was a kind of a flash, kind of quick knockout. It wasn't like it was 5 rounds of getting beaten up, right? This was a quick knockout. He wanted to go. He wanted to get back in the cage and get going. Now, they're throwing him in there against another absolute monster here in Roundtree, who's really coming into his own, man. You know, he's really, really performing well lately. I still favor Jamal Hill, though, Marcel. I mean, maybe I'm crazy after that last fight because he obviously got destroyed, but I still favor him. What do you think, man?
I'm surprised, man, because you're like pretty much the how do you say that, the machinist of the Khalil Roundtree hype
train. I love him, dude. He's great, but so, I just think Hill's like way more well-rounded still. I still want to believe that, you know?
By the way, I said machinist, not messages. So, I'm also favoring Hill, to be honest. Although it's a quick comeback, but I see more ways to win than for round three, to be honest.
He's got to win this fight. Dude, if he gets knocked out again, like, it's just going to tank his career. So, you know, I see Glenn's comment here. He thinks it's a bad look. Maybe. We'll see what happens. I'm with Knox, though. I think it's a fight he can win. I think it's a fight he should win. Mm-hmm. He's fighting down in the rankings, you know? So... But again, Roundtree, he's looked great lately. So, yeah, it's going to be a good fight. I think it's a good fight. Just you wish that Hill had more time to recover. But, again, didn't take a 5-round beating. Got knocked out in, like, what, 3 minutes. Alec Tangi Lee against Clayton Rodriguez. It's probably a loser gets cut too, right, this one?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's like Clayton is 1-2. Alec Tangi Haley actually has a pretty good UFC record, to be honest, but still, he lost his last fight against Chris Gutierrez, right? Which is possible, you know, it's not a bad loss. I don't know yet. This one, I think, can go both ways, to be honest.
Leaning a little bit towards Rodriguez. Nico Price, Oxbrone, or the rematch. Yeah, fun rematch, right? What do you think of this fight?
Yeah, man, why not? I mean, Nico won the first one, but got overturned to no contest because of pot use, I think. He won by knockout. Morono steps in for Jeremiah Wells, right? Morono just got off a win over McGee. Didn't got too much damage in that one. So, yeah, man, why not? I mean, it's an okay fight. I like it. It's a good prelim for the pay-per-view, I think. So why not?
It's on the prelims, though, right? It's on the main card?
Yeah, I think it's on the prelims, yeah.
Dan Marcos against John Castaneda at the KFC Yum Center. I know you get hungry when you hear that one, Marcel.
Yeah, you replied that to my Twitter.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good fight, right? I think both guys are pretty good. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, man. I mean, Daniel Marcos, you know, he was supposed to fight this Victor Hugo guy, right, in Brazil, but didn't happen. He got that win over Davy Grant, which was kind of a 50-50 fight, although I think Grant should have won that fight, but hey, who am I? Castaneda is a guy I'll kind of always kind of, how do you say that, underrated for some reason, you know? I think he's pretty decent. I think Castaneda might surprise you in this fight, you know?
Yeah, sorry, are you still there?
Sorry?
Oh, you're still there, sorry. Yeah, I just got a message at the same time. What did you say?
Someone sent me a
message right at the same time.
I said Castaneda might surprise a lot of
people. Yeah, I think he can win for sure. I mean, he's a good fighter. I think he's definitely solid. So I think he can win. Randy Brown, Teleski de Santos, a good fight. I mean, you told me the backstory, but we can't get into this on here. But glad these guys are getting back in the cage. I don't know. I mean, it's a tough one to call. I guess I favor Teleski. What do you think? I mean, it's tough. I don't know.
Man,
I really don't know, actually.
Teleski is that kind of guy who gets crazy wins, man. He got wins over Benoit Saint-Denis. I know Saint-Denis is supposed to be a lightweight. He got the win over Sean Strickland earlier, you know. Randy Brown can also win this fight, but it's like not a given. You know, I think it's like it will be a super close fight. You saw Eliseu against Renat, you know, where we got him to a draw. Nah. We'll see.
All right. Go to the next fight here. We got Jacob Sharagi taking on Weston Wilson. All right, one sec. Yeah, I mean, this is another fight that probably loser gets cut. I think Sharagi probably wins, though. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say as well. I mean, I haven't seen anything from Weston Wilson that I was like, wow. He got pretty much, listen, no disrespect to the guy, but he got destroyed by Brito, and then he got brutalized by John Silva. So, yeah, Sharagi. It's probably for the UFC to build a little bit more that Asian for Indonesia fighter to put them against Wilson. Maybe Wilson can surprise, but I'll go with Sharagi in this one. Yeah,
me too. Man, I have to go somewhere, guys. I got 2 minutes left, but I just got an emergency right now, so I got to run out. We'll just go through this last couple of fights. Joe Piper versus Marc-Andre Barrio. Yeah, I really like this fight too. I mean, this is the fraud check for Piper. You know, if he loses this one, Marcel, it destroys his credibility. So
I agree.
I don't know. I really don't know. I have to think about
it. I'm going with Piper.
Yeah. Umar Sai versus Rodolfo Bellotto. This is an interesting fight, right? You like this one?
Yeah, it's a fun fight. That Bellotto has like a chin of steel. You know what I mean? And the Umar Sai guy. We'll see what Umar Sy does, you know. Got that win over Ildemar Alcantara, former UFC fighter Luis Enrique da Silva.
Yep.
We'll see. You know, I don't know exactly what we're going to expect here.
For sure. All right. We got Carlos Diego Ferreira against Dallas Rubeski. I like Rubeski in this fight.
Yeah, me too. Really good fight, by the way. I always like Carlos Diego, but I think Rubeski should be able to win here. And Rubeski is very talented. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Sean Strickland, Paul Costa, we talked about that one. So yeah. That was it, really. That's all I really want to talk about. But like I said, I just got a message and I have to head out of here. So I apologize for that. But to be honest, we were only planning on doing like 10, 15 minutes. So we're almost there. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there anything else you could say? Is there any other fights you got cooking? Have you heard anything else about any of these titles or that held up, like Aspinall, anything?
As Whitney Houston would say, I have nothing. Nothing.
I don't completely believe you, but I'll let you off on this one, Mark, so I'll let you off easy. So yeah, anyways, I appreciate you guys just jumping in here quickly for the short notice one, but we're going to get out. I have to get out of here. So I'll be back next Monday. We'll do the, or I think Sunday or Monday, Sunday, maybe even possibly. We'll talk about that. I'll let you guys know. Yeah. So we'll do the UFC 3-1 preview, but anyways, have a great weekend, everyone. Appreciate you guys jumping in here on short notice for the podcast. And I hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye.